71 years old and in love with a dancer.
Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I'm 71-year-old male dating a 31-year-old female. I met her at the male club where she was a dancer. After talking to her and getting to know her that night, she convinced me that she didn't really want to dance for money, but had experienced some hardships after being laid off from her job and had no other options. Everything is good when I get my Social Security check, but after it's gone, she's sneaking right back down to that club. She moved in with me about 3 nights after meeting her. She told me that she was working at Bingo at night. She was at Bingo, all right. I had the Buick backed in the cut and saw her go in the club. I tried to approach her, but the bouncer at the door would not let me in. I really love this woman and want to have kids by her. We recently got engaged, and the same night she left the house at 10, I asked her where she had been, and she told me her and her friend girls went to the movies. Don't know what to think, Steve. Please help me. This is the woman of my dreams. This what? Is so sad. This is really, this is, really.
You want me to just answer?
This is really stupid. Sad. I know. Just hold on a minute, Steve. It's just one of the saddest letters. I'm sad for this guy. This is an old game. You're getting played really, really hard here, sir. There was a song, remember, a few years ago, In Love with a Stripper. Well, that's what you are. This stripper only wants you for your money. She really does. I mean, that's it, plain and simple. She does not love you. You can't explain it any other way. In one night, you really think you got to know her? She told you what she wanted you to know. That was just enough to get your Social Security check and a place to stay. So again, she only wants you for your money. She might be the woman of your dreams, but she's using you. That's it. You're 40 years older than she is. You should be wiser than she is as well. Please stop this. I mean, there's just nothing like an old fool, and that's what it is. You need to meet a nice lady, about young lady, about 60 or something like that, and yep. No.
That ain't young. You need another old ass person around you that understands old ass problems.
It's young
Why you got to urinate right now? You got to get somebody in your life that understands why you keep ordering all this damn tapioca pudding. Why you drinking all this prune juice? You need somebody at your house old that can understand this stuff. And Shirley come talking about there's a song out called what, Shirley?
In Love with a Stripper. I'm in love
that
with
that ain't
pain.
The song you need to know.
What?
The song it is. B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. We're going to review and discuss the letter as we go.
Please.
Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I'm a 71-year-old male dating a 31-year-old female. I met her at a male club where she was a dancer. After talking to her and getting to know her that night, right there.
What?
How the hell you done got to know somebody after talking to them for a night? Especially somebody 4 generations younger than you. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what kind of music she liked except what was playing when she was up there on stage.
Right.
She convinced me that she didn't really want to dance for money. Oh, really? What the hell is she dancing for then? What is she dancing for? What is she interviewing? What, is she dancing for other open opportunities? You mean she don't really want to dance for money? Boy, and I'm calling you boy because that's how you acted. Mm-hmm. But had experienced and convinced me she had experienced some hardships after being laid off from her job and had no other options. You know how many people laid off from their jobs, shaking their thing, ain't even a consideration?
She's a dancer, Steve. She's a dancer.
After she got laid off. From what job? She must have been down at the Trick Pony working and that got closed. Now she at the Crazy Horse. Everything is good when I get my Social Security check, but after it's gone, she's sneaking right back down to that club. Listen to me, fool. She ain't sneaking back down to the club. She going to work. She not sneaking back down to the club. She is going to work.
Yes.
That's where she work. That's what she do. She moved in with me About 3 nights after meeting her, you just an old fool. She told me she was working at a bingo night. Who the hell you know got a job at the bingo place? Do anybody know anybody work down at the bingo place? Buick. She was at bingo, all right. I had the Buick backed in the cut and saw her going to the club.
Hold it.
Buick, that's an old-ass car. Who the hell still Buick. Got a Buick? Your car old. You old. I had the Buick parked in the cut. And don't nobody go in the cut no more.
What makes
it? Don't nobody pull up in the cut. A deuce and a quarter.
Is that old?
With the vinyl roof, it's lemon yellow. Leather seats, they all split from the heat. And the vinyl is peeling on it because it's cracked. Dashboard got about 13 cuts in it.
Gas guzzler.
I tried to approach her, but the bouncer at the door would not let me in because she didn't tell you it's an old man coming here. I really love this woman and want to have kids by her. Now we're starting to be delusional. Nah, this is where we being delusional. Don't nobody want to have no kids by no old-ass 71-year-old man.
Pawpaw.
Don't be unfair to the baby. Now, your baby got to mess around. He 10, you 81. Now, he got to mess around, save up his allowance to bury your ass.
Yeah.
And it's unfair to put that type of pressure on a 10-year-old to have to find out, get money for funeral services. We recently got engaged. You about as stupid as they come. You just about the dumbest damn man. Recently got engaged at the same night she left the house at 10. I asked her where she went. She went to the movies. I don't know what to think, Steve. Please help me. This is the woman of my dreams. Sir, she is the woman of a lot of men's dreams. This ain't just your dreams. I'm sure Tommy probably didn't met her. Could have been the woman of his dreams.
Yes, sir.
Down there. Listen to me. Get yourself a woman that you can grow with. Get yourself a woman that has words in her vocabulary that you're familiar with. Stop getting women that's going down there buying toothpaste and stuff. Get you somebody to go to the store looking for Polident. Stuff like that. You know, quit looking for people getting their teeth whitened. Find you somebody with their teeth in a glass next to the damn bed. Get some woman know something about Geritol, Ben Gay. These are terms you need to know. Icy Hot. You got to know what Father John's is. You got to know what liniment is. You can't send no 21-year-old woman down to no store. I need some liniment. She don't know what that is. Lint and mint. I didn't even know you could combine the two.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.